episode 268 of the Wu-Tang Ella podcast.
Ella represents.
I'm Marius Pomperius, P-I-G.
It's your boy Andy, a.k.a. Young Bratwurst. Praise Zad.
Praise Zad indeed. We will take you guys on a magical journey into German culture and what other countries can and should learn from us Germans.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, there will be plenty of Nazi jokes.
I was having a great time at the Nazi karaoke evening, but then I went and spoiled it all by saying something stupid like, I love Jews.
Believe it or not, but most Brits and Americans I know, including my very good friend Tim from Queens, New York, used to believe in a lot of German stereotypes.
What? How dare they?
I know, right? It might be a shock, but we aren't all evil Nazi robot scientists.
Yeah, well, some of us are.
Speak for yourself. My robot army is, of course, politically neutral.
That's a very 80s of you.
80s as in the decade. Okay. While the evil robot army leader is my favorite stereotype, there are a few others. Hit me, Young Bratwurst.
All right. Here we go. Punctuality.
Nope.
Doesn't sound like me neither, but let's hurry this up. I have to leave in 6 minutes and 38 seconds. I have several other appointments I'm already late for.
Next one.
Next one. Hard committed worker. I think that depends on the person, but how I know us two, we definitely don't fall into that category.
No, we certainly do not, but at least we're extremely good looking.
Yup, you're right about that. The next one is Germans don't have any sense of humor.
Humor, awful Nazi jokes.
We drink a lot of beer. Well, that's kind of true, but I really don't understand that. I hate that stuff. You don't really drink beer either, do you?
No, I don't drink at all, but I bet we could find a few passer drunks on campus right now to prove that stereotype. So I guess it's mostly true.
Yeah, well, let's not do that. The Germans are also supposed to be rude, but I don't know why or
what
how.
What the fuck, man? Totally fucking untrue, you ugly balmy pillock wanker.
Okay, glad we got that out of the way. Of course, there are a few other ones like we all wear lederhosen all the time or only eat sauerkraut, but I think you guys got it. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, let's hear from my boy, Tim from Queens, who's Asian American and can neither do kung fu nor is a fat gun-obsessed moron. I met him for the first time in New York in summer 2014, and I asked him to explain if he thinks those German stereotypes are in fact accurate or not.
Hey, this is Tim from Queens, New York, and I was asked by my friend Marius on what my first impression of German people were, or what type of stereotypes were in my head before meeting him. And to be honest, I'm a really open-minded person. I try to make sure that, you know, I don't stereotype people before I meet them, but, you know, watching a lot of movies as I was growing up, The thought of having him showing up with like knee-high boots and a Nazi uniform had crossed my mind. But I was expecting him to be pretty laid back. And, you know, from chatting with him through Facebook for a few months before we met, and he was much cooler than I expected, really laid back, and pretty much how I expect most European people to be like. Not as uptight as people in the United States or, say, for example, people living in New York. Hopefully that's enough. All right, have a good day.
I guess in today's world, people aren't all that different anymore. I think the only thing that's worth learning from other nations is focusing on what makes us alike and not what makes us different. Especially when we are going to conquer the world.
Well, there's only one thing left to say, I think, and that's Shazugan!